I mean it, man. I've never done that.
You know how stupid that sounds?
I have never eaten bread with anyone.
Bread? Like a loaf of bread?
Yeah, I've never sat across from someone at a table eating a loaf of bread.
Well, who the hell does that? It's not like the 1700s. We have freaking meals now.
Even toast.
Oh, fuck off. You've never eaten toast with someone?
I have never eaten toast with someone in the same room.
But you've shared a breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, eggs, yogurt, omelets, pancakes.
Oh, well, pancakes.
Oh, pancakes don't count.
It's a starch.
Doesn't count.
How do you even remember something like not eating bread with someone else present?
It just occurred to me when we were in that diner earlier.
The next time we go out to eat, we're sharing some toast, you son of a bitch.
The hell we are. I have a streak going.
You just like having this over me. You always have to be different, don't you?
Don't be jealous of my eating habits.
I'm not jealous.
Seems like you're jealous.
I'm not.
Okay.
Pancakes count.
No, they fucking don't.
Seven Land Productions presents to you Cop Doctors. Episode 1. Bread.
Alas, begin the story, two most intriguing and well-rounded people I know. Just in case, just in time, the cop doctor. Cop by day, doctor by night. Night start 5 o'clock. Hell, you heard theme song. We join our heroes 4th Street, 32nd Avenue, seated by unmarked car. Spying on convenience store, they receive anonymous tip that robbery is about to go down. Let's see what the fuck happened.
I don't know why you're so upset I don't eat bread with people.
It's a stupid thing not to do.
It's not on purpose.
Yeah, but it will be now.
Hell yeah. I told you, I have a streak going. I'm not about to fuck it up now.
Hey, look. That guy looks suspicious.
He's heading into the convenience store. Well, he looks like he's just shopping.
For now.
He looks weird. You know what? I bet he sucks dick.
You think he's gay?
No, I think he's done it because he's had to.
Who has to suck dick?
Maybe he did it for money or a sandwich.
Why do you say that?
He's got pouty lips and his eyes are really squinty. Like he's tired of looking at all that dick he has to suck, you know?
He does seem tired.
Oh shit, look.
If he's sucking...
No, he's robbing the place.
Let's do this! Get the tasers ready!
He's coming out. You ready, Justin?
I'm ready, Justin. Hey, you! Bad guy! You're under arrest!
We got a runner!
I'll cut him off at the pass!
Hey, piece of shit! Get back here! Case, where you at?
One street over, lead him to the park.
He's already heading that way.
You'll never catch me, coppers!
Yes, we will, cocksucker!
Hey, I don't do that!
Don't you lie to me!
I'm not lying!
You've totally sucked dick!
Oh, okay, maybe one time!
For money? Was it for money?
No, not for money!
I swear to God! No.
Okay, maybe one time I did it for money.
I knew it, dirty whore.
Shut up!
Surprise!
Oh, no!
Gotcha, bitch. You like how I came out from behind that tree?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Good job distracting him with the dick talk.
It wasn't necessarily a distraction. I was generally interested.
Well, it worked. Let's get this guy in the car.
To the precinct.
He seems pretty still. Is he okay?
You may have shocked him for too long. He's fine.
Is he breathing?
Oh, come on, man. I can't see the back seat.
Turn around.
You want me to crane my neck? My neck hurts. I pulled something when I was playing Othello the other day.
You hurt yourself playing Othello?
Yeah, I was playing with Timmy, the kid across the street. I wasn't paying attention, and he made this awesome move, started flipping everything black. He was like, ah, really loud, so I spun around and cranked my neck.
Well, I don't think he's breathing.
You think an ER?
Our shift doesn't start yet. It's only 4.
We can wait an hour.
Want to hit up the diner?
I am not getting bread.
Justin and Justin's shift at hospital didn't start till 5 p.m. And there was no way they were clocking early, especially if this was going to help some fucking bad guy. So they waited in the car and talked about nonsense till about 4:40.
All right, it's time.
Good. He's pretty still.
Fucking heroes reached the hospital exactly at 5 o'clock. They quickly got dressed, gloves included. They threw the bad guy on a gurney and watched him to the E-fucking-R.
Alright, this guy's dying on us. We need to operate ASAP.
He's definitely not breathing. Nurse Betty, round up some nurses.
Alright, let's cut off his shirt. Okay, you. Stethoscope. Scalpel. Tongue depressor.
How we looking, Case?
Not good. Otoscope. Sucker. Canola. Catheter. What are you eating? Give me that. Concrete hammer. Glue. Tire iron. Staple gun. Rope, Ethernet cable, USB port. What's your Wi-Fi login? Paper, fork, spoon, silly straw, rap CD, preferably Marky Mark and or the Funky Bunch. Toothpaste. Oh, man. He's not looking good.
Hurry, someone! Need a Hot Wheels car! Hot Wheels car!
Someone get this guy a goddamn Hot Wheels car.
Here, sir.
All right. Almost there. Spray paint can?
Here, sir.
Good. Wait. It's empty. You're giving me an empty spray paint can? How the hell am I supposed to help this man with an empty spray paint can? Are you fucking new?
I think he is.
I'm sorry, sir. You didn't specify.
Right, so I'll just heal this man with an empty spray paint can. Are you even thinking? Get out of here. Oh, shit.
He's going.
Don't you die on me, you beautiful bastard. I'll have to make this can work. Let's try this. Good. Hurry, need a Band-Aid, preferably one with Dora the Explorer on it. Now, people.
What about this one? It's a Band-Aid with SpongeBob.
Okay, same channel. That'll have to do. And there. You're gonna be okay.
Nice one, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
High five.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. You were born, then you grew up to be a bad guy. Then you came to our fucking town and tried to steal some shit and ended up getting tased. You almost died, but we helped you. Diagnosis? Jail time.
It's jail time.
It's fucking jail time.
Cop doctor!
Cop Doctors. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin, Robert M. Lamb, Jose Caraballo, and Hope Ennis. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. and soundsnap.com. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast on iTunes.
Beep.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.